And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, is in the house. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
Good. We're going to talk about Intimate Apparel. That's the new show at the Everyman Theater. It's by Lynn Nottage. She's certainly one of my favorite playwrights. She's the only female playwright to win 2 Pulitzer Prizes for drama, and the most recent one was just this year, as a matter of fact. But Intimate Apparel is a much older show. It predates those prize winners, but are there connections? Are there similarities between Intimate Apparel and the ones that she won the Pulitzers for?
Well, yes, but I'll start out by saying that these 3 plays in particular have very different settings. Ruined, her first Pulitzer winner, takes place in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sweat, which won this year, is about factory workers in Reading, Pennsylvania. And Intimate Apparel, the show at Everyman, is set in New York at the turn of the 20th century. But there are major, particularly thematic similarities. All 3 plays deal with race and have strong women as main characters. In Intimate Apparel, the main character is an African-American seamstress named Esther, and she specializes in lingerie for everyone from courtesans to the carriage trade. This play had its world premiere, actually, at Center Stage back in 2003.
Yeah, I saw that production. It was
good. Yes, very memorable. I was eager to see it again. I had interviewed Lynn Nottage when Center Stage did a reading of that play back in 2001, and she told me then that her great-grandmother was a seamstress who made Intimate Apparel. And she pointed out that at that time, at the turn of the 20th century, you couldn't just go to a department store and buy these kinds of things. I've seen 6 Lynn Nottage plays, including the 2 Pulitzer winners. Intimate Apparel is by far my favorite. The character of Esther is just a revelation. Intimate Apparel for Everyman is its 3rd Lynn Nottage play. Dawn Ursula, who stars in this one, has starred in all 3 of them, in Ruined and in By the Way Meet Vera Stark. This is a 2-act, 2.5-hour drama. And Everyman Theater has done such a fine job, I just didn't want it to end.
And full disclosure, Dawn Ursula is a very good friend of mine. We've worked together with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, how fortunate for you.
Yeah, she's terrific. We have a great time when we work together. So this is a play about, as you say, an African-American seamstress, early 20th century. Tell us about the other characters. That the seamstress is the character that Dawn plays, but what about the other folks in the play?
Yes, yes. Well, there is a courtesan, and there is a society lady representing...
What play is complete without a courtesan? There you go.
And a society lady. This is the range of her clientele. And there are also 2 men in Esther's life. There's a man named George, who is from the Caribbean, and he is one of the workers digging the Panama Canal, and he becomes Esther's romantic pen pal. And the other man is Mr. Marks. He is an Orthodox Jewish fabric merchant. That's who she buys her cloth from. Just seeing an early 20th century African-American seamstress and an Orthodox Jewish immigrant together on stage gives you an idea of what's so distinctive and unusual in this world that Lynn Nottage takes us to. I brought a clip to give you a sense of this world. This is Dawn Ursula as Esther and Drew Kopis as Mr. Marks, the fabric merchant.
Come in. Come in. I've a number of new things to show you.
Good.
Let me get... Feel this one. Japanese silk. Your special order for your lady on 5th Avenue. It took me nearly 1 month to find this very piece. I had to go everywhere. Lovely, yes?
Lovely. Look how finely embroidered. Beautiful.
I have 2 extra yards left. I give it to you for next to nothing, if you like.
Next to nothing is too much for me. You know my answer.
Drew Kopis and Dawn Ursula. They're in Everyman Theater's production of Intimate Apparel. So, Judy, you mentioned that Dawn has starred in all 3 of the Lynn Nottage productions that Everyman has put on. What do you think of her performance in this one?
Well, I think we'd have to say at this point that she is Baltimore's foremost Lynn Nottage interpreter. She directed a stage reading of Intimate Apparel at Everyman last year, so this is obviously a play and a role that appeals to her. She plays Esther as a very tough lady from the start. She's 35 and unmarried. She's been living in a rooming house for almost 20 years. And you can see all of this in Dawn Ursula's performance. She's a very determined Esther. She's more at ease with Mr. Marx than with anyone else, and Drew Kopis's performance as Mr. Marx makes it very easy to see why. He's very warm, he's gentle. As you could tell in that clip, they both appreciate fine things. They both are also outsiders in New York. I want to say something about Beth Hilton, who is also quite good as our society lady, Mrs. Van Buren, who's a very silly but unhappily married socialite. She sees Esther as her friend in ways that show almost no understanding of Esther. As to the portrayal of George and the courtesan, Mamie, she's called, they both have some language problems in this production. When George gets truly heated, the actor talks so fast you can't always understand him, which is really a shame with language like this. And as Mamie, Jade Wheeler's vocal delivery somehow just sounds too modern. It has too modern a tinge. But I have to say, she does a lovely job playing piano and singing. This is a trained pianist courtesan. I brought a clip of Esther telling George her history, and you can hear, I think, how compelling Dawn Ursula is.
I come to the city by myself, worked my way north, little by little, picking berries in every state till I get here. An old woman in the rooming house teach me to sew intimate apparel, saying folks will pay you good money for your discretion. It was just about the best gift anybody get me. It was as though God kissed my hands when I first pulled the fabric through the sewing machine and held up a finished garment. I discovered everything I need in these fingers.
No language problem there. You can hear every word Dawn is saying. That's Dawn Ursula in Intimate Apparel at the Everyman Theater. So, Judy, as you mentioned, this play has a long history here in Baltimore dating back, 20 years or so. Does Intimate Apparel say anything more or different, to audiences now?
I wish it did more so, but as it turns out, this play paints a picture of racial and economic inequities 100 years earlier, and in a number of ways, we have not progressed as far as you would hoped in that subsequent century and even in the years since the play debuted. Another issue that's as fresh, if not more so, is barriers facing working women. And then one thing that stood out particularly for me seeing it this time is the issue of immigration. Mr. Marx is an immigrant. George is an immigrant. So it definitely will touch chords that are continuing issues and fairly recent ones.
Yeah, unfortunately timely, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So obviously costumes have to be very important. It's a show about a seamstress. So tell us about the costumes in this production at Everyman. You think they do justice to the character of a master seamstress?
Yes, I do. These costumes are designed by David Burdick, the resident designer at Everyman. He also did the costumes for the two other Nottage plays that were done there. A costume that stands out for me is a smoking jacket that Esther makes for George. It's made out of exquisite embroidered Japanese silk. That jacket plays such a significant role, it's almost a character in itself. The costumes overall are just so beautifully crafted, and so is this play and Everyman's production.
All right, sounds like a winner. Intimate Apparel, it's at Baltimore's Everyman Theater until the 19th of November. We've got showtimes and ticket information on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about the new show at the Strand Theater. What's that one?
This is a British play called Origin of the Species. It's a two-character play, and one of those characters is 4 million years old.
There you go. Almost as old as me. All right, well, Judy, it's good to see you. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, the Midday News Wrap. We're going to talk about the national news with Eugene Scott of the Washington Post, and we'll examine some important international news developments, particularly in Africa. Amira Woods, who's a scholar at the Institute for Policy Studies, will join us. We're going to talk about the Liberian presidential election, the post-election tension in Kenya, the recent bombing in Somalia, and we'll look at the American military presence in Niger and throughout the African continent. Plus, we'll talk with a choreographer and a physician who are collaborating on performances by the Full Circle Dance Company aimed at combating domestic violence. That's coming up tomorrow on Midday. Our thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park. They provided lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your being with us. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.